What's up, everybody? Mr. Hate Vicious here. Now, I'm hearing a lot about this TikTok stuff. Seems like a good idea, but it's taking little baby steps, just like MGTOW did. Little baby steps. I can't believe that MGTOW has grown this, you know, this big. Because I was a Lycus 101 student, and when my friend introduced me to this MGTOW stuff, I was like, well, it's pretty much Lycus 101, practically. So, I had to look into it, and you know what, I was like, you know, I'm comfortable now, you know. I'm going to be a Lycus 101 student, I'm going to be a MGTOW, because pretty much I am, because of what I went through in my life with all these women, and I know female nature. I work with models all the time. I know female nature. I know to keep my hands to myself because of this fucking Me Too movement and all this shit. And when I get to the convention, that's exactly what I'm going to do. I always keep my hands to myself. I always do. But you youngins out there, you need to go through life first before you even call yourself a MGTOW. A lot of you are calling yourselves a MGTOW. It's men going their own way. Men. Okay? Men. Not teens. And that's where TikTok comes in. But you know what? You're getting our knowledge. You're getting your knowledge through us. What I suggest you do, instead of coming up with your own philosophy, what I suggest you do, you should just go through life. And then you'll develop your own philosophy. Because you are not a MGTOW yet. You're too young to be a MGTOW. Hell, even if you're 18 years old, you're considered an adult. Still, you're not considered a MGTOW. Because you still haven't gone through life yet. You're just beginning your life. When you turn 18 years old, and you graduate high school, and you get your first apartment, you go attend college and all this shit, and then you fucking go to these frat parties and all this shit, you're going to know. Female nature. You're going to know it. You may go into a couple of dates, which I encourage. Go on a couple of dates. Go on a couple of relationships, and you will understand female nature. And you're not going to like it. You're not. Every girl that I've been with, because women just can't fucking settle down. They can't. I've stopped and realized and clicked in my head. I'm seeing my brother's relationships go to shit. I'm seeing my friend's relationships go to shit because fucking these women don't want to settle down. They don't want to fucking sit still. Period. And they don't. I still see it today. I remember that one kid that I helped out when I went to Florida up there. He was crying over a stupid bitch. I was like, come on, man. You can go out and get another one. Jesus Christ, this is what these fucking women are doing anyway. Behind your fucking back. This is all they fucking do. All day, every day. They fucking flirt around. Because now girls work these days. They go and flirt around with the guys at work. I see it all the fucking time. And you kids out there, you guys, a lot of you are in relationships. Oh yeah, this is gonna work, bro. This is gonna work. Oh, fuck you. No. She's gonna get knocked up by you, and this is what they do. They start at a young age, especially where I live here. They get knocked up at like 15 years old. They get knocked up at 18. They get knocked up. Right as they graduate high school. I mean, Jesus Christ. And why they do it is because they want money. They know very goddamn well that you are gonna have to pay for it. You're gonna have to pay child support. That's the reason why they do it. But don't fall into their traps, gentlemen. Take the proper precautions. Take a condom. Make sure she's wearing birth control or something. Just don't go fucking crazy and just be like, oh, well, I'm going to come in here. Don't do it. Don't do it. And I know a lot of you, when you get into a relationship, you're going to fall so deeply in love. And then you're going to come inside her. I've seen idiots do this time and time again. And it's stupid. And it doesn't end well for them. Stupid. Stupid. And when you're growing up, you're going to see a lot of that shit. You're going to see a lot of dumbasses. But yeah, use our knowledge. Don't knock up a chick. Use our philosophy. Listen to us. Don't knock up a chick, because the birth rate is real. It has gone down. It's because of this fucking MGTOW philosophy and men understanding female nature. You know, I'm a very different MGTOW. If you look at my videos, I'm a very different MGTOW. I still deal with women. I deal with models and everything. You know, I pay them, whatever, and then I fucking send my shit out, and then I get paid. I win. She wins, and I win. We both walk our separate ways, and we don't talk to each other again. We don't. Do you hear my phone ringing? You see any girls around me? I deal with women a lot. I know and understand a female's nature. You guys need to grow up and do the same thing. Experience it. And then you can call yourselves a true, wise MGTOW. But be careful. Keep your hands to yourself. Because these fucking bitches out there, they know the law is on their side. It doesn't matter what they do. They'll get away with murder. They will. They could chop your dick off, get thrown in jail, but they won't serve a huge amount of time. They won't. It's like them getting slapped in the hand. That's it. That's all they're getting. But before you call yourselves a MGTOW, I suggest you guys understand female nature. I hate to throw you into the fire like that. I'm going to tell you to run into the fire like that, but you got to feel the heat to understand what we are talking about. Because a lot of MGTOWs out there, they got screwed over by women. By women who they cohabitated with and married and who they thought they loved them. Turns out that the women, they don't give a shit. They don't love you. And they won't. They won't. The only loyal women out there are the really homely ones that know they can't get another fucking man. That's it. Because I see on YouTube and everything, these couples and all this shit, you know what I mean? Saying, talking down to MGTOW, and you know what? I see these couples, and they're just homely as fuck. The guy's fucking ugly and shit, so is the girl. But before you start calling yourself a MGTOW, I would start calling yourself a MGTOW. A true MGTOW. When you're 18, but you're still in the minor leagues. And then when you turn 21, you can call yourself a MGTOW in the major leagues. Then, after the age of 25, you can call yourself in the pros. Because that's plenty of time from 18 years old, from being a teen, dating and all that shit, and hitting 18 years old. And then, just growing up and getting older and getting wiser. I mean, you're just only getting better and better and better with age. And you're going to understand female nature. You're going to understand that relationships don't work. Because I hit up my professor. He's Tom Likas. I used to study Likas 101. I was one of his students. But I hit up his challenge. He said, I want you to go out there and get into a relationship and try to make it work. I bet you can't do it. So I hit him up on his challenge. I did it twice. Once when I was in high school, didn't work. Once when I was about 25. But beyond that, I was dating a little bit. But it was just a short-term relationship. It was pretty much, you know, all my other relationships, we were just pretty much bed buddies, pretty much. Till we decided where to go from there. But that one relationship, though, when I was about 24, 25 years old, I tried to make it work. It didn't work. Women just don't... They can't settle down. They can't settle the fuck down. They can't. I still see it today. God, I see people hooking up in work today. I see them. I see these girls that we hire up front. And they're fucking around with someone in the back. Oh my fucking God. I stay away from these women because fuck, they could sue me for sexual harassment. And these fucking clowns that I work with, but they don't even understand what they're getting themselves into. They don't fucking understand it. I mean, that could happen in a flash. Holy shit. And they're the ones making the approach. I sit in my fucking work van all fucking day, every day. I don't talk to anybody. I don't fucking talk to anybody. Everybody thinks I'm going to shoot up the place because I do open carry. You know what I mean? I keep my the gun in the car because there's a we're over here where I live in Albuquerque, New Mexico. It's crazy over here. It really is. There's a lot of fucking crazy drug addict, fucking insane people out there. I don't want to be one of, I don't want to be a fucking victim. Nope. And a lot of people nowadays, where I live, it used to be so peaceful. Nowadays, it's not. Albuquerque is not peaceful. Neither is Santa Fe, New Mexico. It's not peaceful anywhere here. I mean, there's ghettos everywhere in this fucking place. But young men out there, go through life first. Experience it. Then you could be a true MGTOW. And you'll know exactly what you're talking about. Because if you're going to go about being a virgin all your goddamn life, and you try to explain somebody about female nature, and you haven't even experienced it yourself, people are going to look at you and laugh. Yeah, when I first came on here on YouTube and I started preaching my philosophy, people were like, "You don't get laid. You don't get no pussy. Fuck you, you little motherfucker." I'm in the adult industry, dumbass. Yeah, I'm an incel. I have been called an incel. I've been called someone that can't get pussy and this and that. Oh, fuck you. Fuck you, you stupid son of a bitch. I laugh every time when someone talks down to me and thinks they know my fucking life. Pathetic, dude. Where's your fucking girlfriend? Yeah, you brag about getting pussy and everything on your fucking videos and shit, and you calling us incels and shit. Where's your fucking woman, huh? It's nowhere to be found, right? Fucking loser, pussy. Fuck you, motherfucker. You're the real joke. I'm Mr. Hate Vicious. And Mr. Hate Vicious. I'm Mr. Hate Vicious signing off.